Welcome back, Finance Warriors. Today, we're buckling up for a journey into the financial fortress of your business in a module I like to call Shield Up, Safeguarding Your Financial Realm. As the wise Benjamin Franklin once quipped, beware of little expenses. A small leak will sink a great ship. In this session, I'm Sharon, your captain, steering us clear of those perilous leaks and into calm financial waters. This module is your ultimate guide to setting up robust financial monitoring systems that act like your radar on your ship, detecting icebergs or financial anomalies way before they hit. Here's what we'll dive into: setting up financial controls, creating checkpoints that keep your money on lockdown, monitoring systems 101, tools and tech that watch your cash 24/7, fraud prevention, strategies to scare off the financial pirates, regular audits, why loving the numbers will love you back. And we'll wrap up looking at financial KPIs, metrics that matter more than your coffee intake. In the high-stakes game of business, consider financial controls as the referees that keep things fair and square. This isn't about clamping down with an iron fist. It's about intelligently channeling the flow of your finances to ensure nothing slips through the cracks. Here's how we'll break it down. Just as a nightclub has bouncers, your business needs gatekeepers. Determine who can authorize expenditures, access bank accounts, and approve purchases. This isn't a trust issue, it's a clarity issue. By setting clear thresholds for who can spend what, you minimize risk and misunderstandings. Avoid putting all your financial eggs in one basket, or in this case, one person. Split responsibilities for billing, deposits, and bookkeeping among different team members. This creates a system of checks and balances, making it tougher for errors or fraud to go unnoticed. Each transaction is a potential leak in your ship, so you want to plug those gaps early. Use pre-numbered invoices, regularly reconcile bank statements, and ensure all transactions are recorded promptly and accurately. This isn't about micromanaging, it's about maintaining a clear picture of your cash flow. Step into the future with tools that automate and safeguard your financial processes. Software solutions can handle everything from payroll to real-time budget tracking, providing alerts for unusual activity. It's like having a financial watchdog that never sleeps. Keep a breadcrumb trail of all financial transactions. An effective audit trail ensures that you can trace any transaction back to its source, providing transparency and accountability. This is essential not only for internal checks, but also for external audits or financial reviews. And finally, the only constant in business is change, so adapt your financial controls to keep up with new challenges. Regular reviews and updates to your policies ensure they stay relevant and robust against evolving threats. By setting up these financial controls, you're not just protecting your assets, you're building a fortress around your business's future. Think of it as fine-tuning your financial instincts, because when it comes to money, it pays to play it smart, not just hard. When it comes to safeguarding your financial realm, monitoring systems act as the high-tech surveillance network. Think of them not as Big Brother, but as your big helper, ensuring that every financial move is tracked and nothing suspicious goes under the radar. Here's how to set up and utilize these systems effectively. First, you want to choose the right software. The market is flush with financial monitoring tools, but not all are created equal. Opt for software that integrates seamlessly with your existing systems and offers real-time analytics, automatic updates, and customizable features. Tools like QuickBooks, Xero, or FreshBooks are popular choices that offer comprehensive monitoring capabilities. Then you want to automate cash flow tracking. Cash flow is the lifeblood of your business. Use automated tools to monitor cash inflows and outflows daily. These systems can alert you to cash shortages before they become a crisis and help you forecast future cash needs based on historical data. Then monitor expenses religiously. Keep a hawk's eye on your expenses. Automated expense tracking tools can categorize expenditures, track them against your budget, and alert you to any anomalies or overages. This continual vigilance helps prevent budget blowouts and ensures your spending aligns with your strategic goals. Of course, there's revenue stream analysis. Understanding where your money comes from is as crucial as knowing where it goes. Set up systems that analyze revenue streams individually and collectively. This analysis can help you identify which streams are underperforming and which are overachieving, allowing you to adjust your business strategies effectively. Of course, you also want to set up alerts. One of the most powerful features of modern monitoring systems is the ability to set up custom alerts. You can configure notifications for when certain thresholds are reached, such as low cash reserves, high expense outlays, or deviations from the budget. These alerts keep you on top of the situation, enabling proactive management rather than reactive scrambling. Of course, there's also regular reports and dashboards. Utilize dashboards for a bird's eye view of your financial health. Regular reports generated by these monitoring systems can provide insights into trends, cycles, and forecasts. These reports are invaluable for strategic planning and can be customized to focus on key performance indicators that matter most to your business. And finally, there are security features. Ensure that your monitoring tools have robust security measures in place. Financial data is sensitive and prone to cyber threats, so encryption, secure access, and backup features are non-negotiable to protect your data from unauthorized access or loss. By integrating these advanced monitoring systems into your financial strategy, you not only keep your finger on the pulse of your business's financial health, but you also gain the insights needed to steer your enterprise towards stability and growth. This is your control panel for financial success, helping you make informed decisions with confidence and clarity. Let's move on to fraud prevention now. Venturing into the clandestine world of fraud prevention means fortifying your business's financial defenses. Here we blend secrecy and strategy to shield your hard-earned cash from the shadows. Let's explore the essential tactics and internal controls that make up a robust fraud prevention system, minus the audits, focusing on proactive measures and technology. Establishing a fortress of internal controls is your primary shield against fraud. These controls are the rules and procedures your team must adhere to, designed to mitigate risks and prevent unauthorized actions. First, there's dual controls require multiple approvals for significant financial transactions. This practice ensures that no single individual has complete control over financial processes and increases oversight. Then there's access restrictions. Limit access to financial systems strictly to personnel whose roles necessitate it. This helps to prevent unauthorized access and reduces the scope of potential internal fraud. And of course, there's segregation of duties. Distribute financial responsibilities among different team members. For instance, the person who processes payments should not be the same person who reconciles the accounts, thereby diluting the opportunity for any individual to manipulate the system for fraudulent ends. Let's look now at employee education. You want to empower your employees to become vigilant sentinels against fraud. Regular training sessions should focus on fraud awareness. Educate your team about common fraud schemes and the specific risks facing your business. Knowing what to look for is half the battle. And then there's reporting protocols. Establish a secure, anonymous way for employees to report suspicious activities. This could be through a dedicated hotline, a secure online form, or even a trusted third-party service. Ensuring anonymity will encourage more open communication. Then there's technological solutions. Harness advanced technology to detect and prevent fraudulent activities before they impact your business. There's transaction monitoring systems. Implement systems that continuously monitor financial transactions for anomalies. These systems can alert you to unusual patterns such as unexpected large transfers or changes in payment details, which could indicate fraud. And then there's data analytics. You want to utilize data analytics tools to scrutinize transaction data. These tools can identify trends and patterns that deviate from the norm, pinpointing inconsistencies that may suggest fraudulent activity. Of course, there's proactive reconciliation practices to implement. While full audits are a separate discussion, regular reconciliation of accounts can help catch discrepancies early. Ensure that financial statements and records are reconciled systematically by someone who is not involved in the transaction handling process. And finally, cultural integrity. You want to cultivate a workplace culture that prizes transparency and ethical behavior, promoting a positive work environment where honesty is valued and supported can deter potential fraudsters and encourage staff to uphold integrity in every transaction. By implementing these strategies, you'll effectively cloak your business in layers of proactive defense, minimizing the risk of fraud. This approach not only protects your resources, but also reinforces your business's reputation as a secure and trustworthy entity. Let's move on and look now at audits. Audits might evoke a groan from the back office, but think of them as your business's routine health screenings. These aren't just about ticking boxes. They're pivotal in diagnosing the financial wellness of your enterprise and ensuring everything is on the up and up. Let's dive deeper into why regular audits are indispensable and how they work to bolster your business's financial integrity. First, there's internal audits. Internal audits are conducted by your own audit department or an outsourced firm to assess risk management strategies, control processes, and compliance with applicable laws and regulations. They act as an early warning system to catch issues before they become problems. These audits involve a thorough review of financial records, operational procedures, and compliance with internal policies. Auditors will typically test the accuracy of financial transactions, evaluate the effectiveness of controls, and suggest improvements. The frequency can vary based on the size and complexity of your business, but conducting these at least annually is advisable. For more dynamic areas of business, such as inventory management or cybersecurity, more frequent audits might be necessary. Let's take a look now at external audits. External audits are performed by an independent body, and they are essential for adding credibility to your financial statements. These are particularly crucial if you're seeking investment, undergoing valuation, or complying with regulatory requirements. External auditors examine your financial statements and underlying records to express an opinion on whether the statements are presented fairly in all material respects. This process involves tests of data, confirmation with third parties, physical inspections, and comparisons of financial practices against industry standards. Typically, external audits are annual and are timed to prepare for annual reporting, tax submissions, or investor reporting. For publicly traded companies, external audits are a legal requirement. Let's take a look now at compliance audits. These audits specifically check adherence to legal and regulatory requirements. As businesses expand and regulations change, these audits ensure that your business remains compliant with industry laws and standards, thus avoiding legal penalties. Compliance auditors review policies, procedures, training sessions, and operations to ensure they align with regulatory standards. This might involve examining health and safety protocols, environmental regulations, or financial reporting standards. Compliance audits are typically scheduled based on the regulatory environment of the industry. Some sectors might require more frequent audits due to rapidly changing laws. Then there's tax audits. Tax audits are conducted to ensure the accuracy of tax returns and the proper payment of taxes to the relevant authorities. This type of audit protects the business from legal issues and hefty fines. During a tax audit, auditors examine books, receipts, and other financial records to ensure that income, deductions, and credits are reported accurately. They may also check for timeliness in tax payments and reporting. The frequency of tax audits is not usually within the control of the business, as they can be randomly selected by tax authorities. However, maintaining regular internal checks can reduce the risk of discrepancies during such audits. And finally, there's operational audits. Operational audits focus on the efficacy and efficiency of operations, and they're key to continuous improvement. These audits help identify opportunities to reduce costs, enhance productivity, and streamline operations. Auditors assess the processes, goals, and outcomes of different business units. This includes reviewing how resources are used, how operations are conducted, and how well objectives are being met. You want to look at conducting these audits every 2 to 3 years or whenever significant changes in operations occur. By embracing regular audits, you're not just complying with best practices, you're also gaining valuable insights that drive strategic decision-making and enhance overall business performance. Consider audits as part of your strategic toolkit, essential for maintaining transparency, accountability, and growth in your business landscape. Let's move on now to look at financial KPIs. Key performance indicators, or KPIs, are the dashboard of your business's financial engine, displaying the health and efficiency of various aspects of your operation. Effective KPIs provide actionable insights that can guide strategic decisions, improve performance, and ultimately drive profitability. Let's explore the essential financial KPIs you should monitor and why they're critical for maintaining the vitality of your business. First, there's profit margins. The types of profit margins you want to look at are gross profit margin, operating profit margin, and net profit margin. Profit margins measure the efficiency with which your business turns revenue into profit. Monitoring these margins helps you understand how well you control costs and manage pricing strategies. You calculate them by gross profit margin equals revenue less the cost of goods sold divided by revenue. Operating profit margin is calculated by operating earnings divided by revenue. And net profit margin is net income divided by revenue. Changes in these margins can indicate issues in pricing, cost control, or operational efficiency. Then there's return on investment, or ROI. ROI measures the profitability of investments and can help evaluate the success of different financial ventures or projects. ROI is calculated by taking net profit divided by investment cost and multiplying that by 100. Regularly tracking ROI allows businesses to compare the efficiency of multiple investments, guiding future investment decisions. Then there's current ratio. This liquidity ratio indicates whether your company has enough resources to pay its debts over the next 12 months. The current ratio is calculated by taking your current assets divided by your current liabilities. A ratio under 1 suggests potential liquidity problems, while a ratio well above 1 may indicate that resources could be better utilized elsewhere. Then there's the debt to equity ratio. This leverage ratio compares the total liabilities of a company to its shareholder equity. It provides insights into the level of financial risk that your company carries. You calculate the debt-to-equity ratio by taking the total liabilities divided by the shareholder equity. Higher values indicate greater reliance on debt to fund operations, which can increase risk, particularly if cash flows are unstable. Next up is inventory turnover. This is an operational KPI that measures how quickly inventory is sold and replaced over a period. You calculate it by taking the cost of goods sold divided by the average inventory. Tracking inventory turnover helps manage production and inventory levels effectively, preventing overstocking and understocking. Next up is accounts receivable turnover. This efficiency ratio measures how effectively a company collects on its receivables or the money owed by clients. You calculate the accounts receivable turnover by taking the net credit sales divided by the average accounts receivable. A higher turnover ratio indicates efficient collection processes, while a lower ratio may suggest collection issues. Then there's the customer acquisition cost, or CAC. CAC measures the total cost of acquiring a new customer, crucial for evaluating the efficiency of your marketing efforts. You calculate customer acquisition cost by taking the total cost of sales and marketing divided by the number of new customers acquired. Understanding CAC helps in budgeting marketing expenditures and calculating return on marketing investments. And finally, there's customer lifetime value, or CLV. CLV predicts the net profit attributed to the entire future relationship with a customer. You calculate CLV by taking the average sale per customer times the number of repeat transactions times the average retention time. CLV helps businesses develop strategies to maximize the profitability of their customer relationships and balance CAC. Consistent monitoring and reporting of these KPIs are vital. Many businesses use monthly or quarterly reports, but real-time dashboards are becoming increasingly popular due to their immediacy and impact on decision-making. Employing robust analytics software can provide ongoing insights into these metrics, allowing you to make informed decisions quickly and adjust strategies as market conditions change. By diligently tracking these financial KPIs, you're not just keeping a finger on the pulse of your business, you're using that information to actively guide and grow your enterprise. This proactive approach can mean the difference between merely surviving and truly thriving in today's competitive marketplace. As we wrap up today's financial fiesta, don't forget to dive into the worksheet provided. This isn't just busy work. It's your treasure map to mastering the art of financial defense. Complete it to solidify your understanding and application of today's lessons. Because in the realm of finance, knowing is only half the battle. The real magic lies in doing. So strap on your financial armor, draw your calculators, and let's get ready to shield up.